Welcome, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us today. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Make sure you follow Super Humanistic on everything. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Last week, we talked about gym equipment. So if you want to learn more about the type of gym equipment that you should be spending your valuable time on, the benefits of using gym equipment, such as isolating certain muscles and preventing injuries, go back and listen to last week's episode. This week, we are going to be talking about healthy habits. So what are those healthy habits that you should have, and what are the healthy or unhealthy habits that you should be breaking? Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to jump in first here with some healthy habits that you should be implementing into your life if you haven't already.
This is more related to not nutrition, like food habits and things like that, or physical habits, but more so like mental habits that we need to start implementing.
All right. So we're going to jump into those habits now, more of the mental side of things on this episode, as my wife was mentioning. These are mostly from the book, The Four Toltec Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz is his name. And the first one that he talks about is being impeccable with your word. That's basically saying to use your language carefully, speak with integrity, because words can do harm. So you always want to make sure that when you're speaking to others, you're looking to be kind and respectful, and but also clear and straightforward as well. So one of those pillars is to watch your self-talk. Make sure that when you speak to yourself in your head, you're not saying bad things about yourself, like, I'm so stupid, I can't believe I did that. More so try to stay positive in that self-talk of, oh, that's something I can really learn from, and here's how I can get better. So just kind of switching from that negative to the positive. Be conscious of your language with others. So try to avoid gossip and criticism and sarcasm. More so use your words to support and uplift people. Try to commit to honesty. If you're tempted to say something that isn't really true, try to focus on being your true, authentic self. And that's really going to help you with clarity and alignment, improving your relationships, and just having more self-respect overall. Number two is don't take anything personally. So that means that when others say words that could maybe try to control your emotional well-being or try to hurt you in some way, you want to basically kind of take your own perspective on that and really just know that your emotional well-being is the most important thing. So you want to observe your emotional reactions in that case and see if you are feeling hurt or offended by someone. Then from there, it's kind of a reflection of typically their own fears or their pain and their own reality. So you want to keep that in your mind. You want to try to create emotional detachment. So practice separating yourself or your sense of worth when it comes to other people's opinions or actions towards you. And really just let go of the need for approval. Accept that everyone may not like or agree with you, but you are still worthy and you can focus instead on aligning with your own values. So it helps with emotional freedom, less drama in your life, and greater peace of mind. Also, number three, don't make assumptions. So don't try to assume that you know what other people are thinking or how they feel or what their intentions are. Always best just to ask, and that will really resolve any unnecessary conflict and anxiety. If you're uncertain about someone's behavior or words, don't jump to conclusions. Simply ask for clarification. You got to be open-minded with this. Keep an open heart, keep an open mind, and communicate clearly when you express yourself, and really just be direct. It is very important. That's going to reduce stress in your life, help you with better communication, and really just build trust in your relationships with other people. Number four, last but not least, always do your best. So your best will change from day to day. You don't want to focus on perfectionism because, again, your best one day may not be your best tomorrow, depending on how you're feeling or what other circumstances are happening in your life. So you just want to focus on always doing your best in that moment And when you do that, you can really stay in the present moment, which makes you happier overall. You can let go of that perfectionism because you're just doing your best in each moment without overexerting yourself. And that's perfectly fine because, again, it's going to vary day by day. And practice self-compassion. So when you're exhausted or not at your peak, acknowledge it and do your best. And also practice some self-care. That's going to help with fulfillment, less regret. You're less likely to dwell on those mistakes. And also personal growth by consistently striving to always do your best. So that's what I have. And I think you're going to jump in now to the habits you should be breaking.
Yes. So it is good to have habits, of course. A lot of times we have habits, and we say this on our podcast as well. Let's start a morning routine. Let's start a bedtime routine. Here's some tips for starting those routines. And we hear often to start. Oh, just start this and things will get better. But it's really, we have to think about those things that are underlying that we need to break, that we're not even really thinking about that we need to stop doing. And a lot of it does have to do with our thoughts and what we're thinking. Same with like what this book was really talking about of like, it's really us thinking too much at times. So number one, we should stop focusing on our thoughts versus what's actually reality in front of us. Often we make mistakes, and that's part of life, is to make mistakes, but then we perseverate on those mistakes instead of letting them go. And it's okay to think of the mistakes, but you don't want to think about them all day long. So setting a timer, or in your mind saying, this was one mistake and I will get better the next time, because if we perseverate on that mistake, the next time we're faced with something similar, we're going to do those same mistakes. So getting out of that mindset of, oh, I am my mistake. No, you're not your mistake. You're thinking about the mistake that you made. So kind of making that shift in your mind to focus more on what's actually happening in front of you, instead of thinking about the past. And this works as well for the future. So we don't want to think of the what ifs. Like, we don't know what's really going to happen in the future. That circumstance may never actually happen for us. So a lot of times we procrastinate thinking, oh, my boss is going to not like this idea, or my husband won't appreciate this that I'm going to do. So instead of thinking about that, just do it, right? Like Nike, gotta get out there, just do it. The worst that could happen is what that thought was. And oftentimes that's not what happens. So just actually putting forth the effort instead of procrastinating is the first one. For number two, we need to stop with our negative consequences as our motivation. So I'm guilty of this. I think a lot of us are guilty of doing the negative consequences for motivation and getting work done. So for instance, I'm working on a very long report right now. And to get certain sections done of the report, I will say, I'm not going to watch my show until I'm done with this part of this report. Or I'm not even gonna get up to go to the restroom until I can finish this last paragraph. So it's a punishment for us. And when we start to put punishments on our daily tasks, then we're not gonna complete those tasks. And we get into the mindset of, I'm a failure when not completing that task. So it's really important to break this habit that a lot of us have, because we're telling ourselves like we're not worthy of whatever the motivator is. And this works not for like only the negative consequences that we set on ourselves, but those positive ones too. So if I finish this whole report, then I'm gonna go get myself a latte, or I'm gonna buy myself an ice cream, or get something special for myself. I'm gonna go get that special pin that I've always wanted. We need to also stop doing that putting rewards out there for ourselves, because we are deserving of those rewards regardless of the report getting finished or not. So we need to really set up how to make those tasks fun versus putting in those extrinsic rewards throughout the task. So for instance, while I'm working on the paper or the report that I'm doing, I'm going to just sip a cup of my favorite coffee so that I am now associating something of pleasure with doing something not so pleasurable. And that's going to create a more pleasurable experience for me when I'm working on those tasks that I'm not loving to do the most in life. And that works on all areas of life. Make chores fun at home. So while you're cleaning the kitchen, start dancing. If you have children, dance with them in the kitchen and have them help you with that cleaning. And it's going to make the activity more fun for you. And then your brain will associate the next time that you go to do this activity as it being a fun task to do. So you're more willing to do it. We also need to stop comparing ourselves. Like, let's just be real. It happens all the time. Social media is a huge component of why we compare ourselves. We do this in the gym. We do this like all over the place. But we need to stop, right? It is natural to have those thoughts of, oh, this Betsy, my neighbor Betsy has a brand new car. I need that car. Or my neighbor Rick is really handy with working on whatever. So we compare ourselves to those people. Instead, take notice of that comparison. So as soon as you have that thought come into your mind, simply taking notice of like, oh, I'm comparing myself to Betsy again. Let me step back and figure out like, why am I comparing myself to her? I need to refocus my thoughts onto what it is that I'm actually aiming to get to. If that is a goal that you want to reach, like I'm jealous of Betsy because she has XYZ, then start to set some goals to reach those XYZs. Otherwise, we need to stop, right? We need to like not compare ourselves to other people and frame it into more of a positive frame set. So labeling those thoughts as is. So when you catch yourself being critical of yourself, we need to act as if we're talking to our friend or to our younger selves to make it so that we're not as critical for ourselves. We also need to stop writing off our entire day just because of one bad thing. So say in the morning I spilt my coffee. That's bad, right? I'm rushing to get out of the house. I'm already running late. All of a sudden I spill my coffee all over me. Now I need to go upstairs. I need to change. And this is all before 8 o'clock in the morning and before I even get to work. So in my mind, I could choose to say, this is going to be a really bad day. I can already tell. Or I can do a more fun activity after that bad thing has happened. So in the car, I'm going to listen to music that is more upbeat, or I'm going to start singing on the top of my lungs and do something that is I associate with being good after that bad activity. So then it's not all day long I'm looking for those bad things that are going to happen throughout the day, or that could happen throughout the day. So when we perseverate on a bad thing and say to ourselves that, oh, this is going to be a bad day, then our mind naturally is going to start looking for those bad things to happen to us throughout our day. However, if we do something that's more positive after that bad thing has happened, then our brain is going to start looking for the positives again. So it's really all about your mindset and how we think about how we can turn our thoughts into more positive thoughts as well. Things to help with that, and it does take time, but doing some mindfulness activities, grounding ourselves, meditating, those are all ways that we can start to get out of our own thoughts and into like what is actually real in front of us. And then we need to stop taking full responsibility for other people's feelings. Same with the Toltec agreements, right? Not taking things personal, but then being mindful of our words, right? So
very important.
We are not responsible. Like, I'm not responsible for my husband's happiness. Do I do things and can I do things that make him happy? Absolutely. Can he and does he do things that make me happy? Yes. However, he is not responsible for me needing for me to be happy, right? I have that choice to make of if I'm going to be happy with whatever it is that we're doing together and vice versa. That's his responsibility, not mine, to choose to be happy with whatever it is that we're doing in our day. So we need to stop taking that pressure on of like, it's my fault this person is feeling bad right now, or it's my fault that I didn't do the dishes how they like me to do the dishes. And like, not saying that ever happens, but we need to stop taking the responsibility of those things, right? It's their choice. That's on them if they are going to choose to not be happy. And that's not to say that they don't have a right to be mad or upset about some circumstance, but we need to stop taking on the blame for that person or of that circumstance. So remind yourself of the actions, or remind ourselves that our actions don't dictate other people and how they feel. Being more aware of how we're falling into those mental draining patterns is going to help us to make the moves to get out of our own way as well. So really, a lot of this is just going back to the mindfulness, making sure that we label our thoughts as they come to us, really grounding ourselves, choosing to be positive and to think in a more positive way, not taking on other people's feelings, and then practice. This doesn't come easy. We're going to have those negative thoughts, but the more that we are at least aware of it, the better we can become, right? The last Toltec agreement of like, always show up, always try your best to be your best, and knowing like your best will change in every moment of the day. So as long as we keep reminding ourselves to do our best and be our best in our thoughts as well, we'll become healthier all over.
All right. That's what we have for you today. Make sure that you follow Superhumanistic on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, and hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. If you found this episode valuable, please leave a rating and review and share it with someone that you love so they can be more healthy and happy as well. As my wife was saying, it's a practice. It's not a destination. It's a journey. So you are going to slip up. And what matters is your commitment to try again and keep trying and just keep getting better every day. Because when you implement these tips into your life, it brings more light and harmony into your life so you can be more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.